Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called A Miracle on the Way to Shechem. These events actually happened during Purim of 5736, 1976, in Eretz Yisrael on the way to Shechem. There was a group of shluchim. These are, in this case, young men who were asked to visit soldiers in the Israeli army during Purim and to help them to have a freilich and happy Purim. They had recently arrived in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land, and they were on their way to the city of Shechem. At that time, there were Israeli army posts in Shechem with IDF soldiers, Israeli soldiers. The shluchim were on their way there to share the joy of the Yom Tov of Purim with the soldiers, to read them the Megillah, to bring them the Salach Manos, as we call it, and to do all the other mitzvahs of Purim with them. Now, during that time, there was a big chaos in the city. That means there was a lot of upsetness, and the Arabs were making a lot of violent demonstrations. They were throwing rocks and making all kinds of trouble. It was very dangerous for any Jew coming into the city of Shechem without soldiers to protect them. Very, very dangerous. So there were a number of soldiers who came with the shluchim in their car to protect them during their dangerous journey. But as they approached Shechem, they were very alarmed to see that the Arabs had once again decided to have a big kind of a riot, just throwing rocks and doing all sorts of terrible things. Many, many rocks and things were being thrown. There was a big pile blocking the street, boards, rocks, things to stop any car from going through. It was across the entire width of the street. There were dozens of Arabs surrounding the barrier itself, and they were determined to stop the Jews from entering the city no matter what. And besides that, they started throwing stones and rocks at their car. The driver and the soldiers were very alarmed. They were very upset. They didn't see any possible way of crossing the barrier. They could not endanger the lives of the passengers, and therefore they decided to turn around and go back to where they had come from, not to try to go through the barrier and just give up on the idea of bringing the Purim joy to the soldiers. But the shluchim said, no, absolutely not. We are not going to give up. They said to the driver, please, go ahead. They said to the soldiers, let's go. We have a shlichus. We have a mission to help the Jewish soldiers to enjoy Purim. We must go forward. We're on the way to bring happiness to the Jews, to raise their spirits, said the shluchim. Nothing bad can happen to us from carrying out a mitzvah. They went on and on, trying to convince the driver and the soldiers to go forward. There's nothing to be afraid of. Just go on driving forward as if nothing was happening, the shluchim bravely told the soldiers and the driver. The soldiers were amazed at the courage of these shluchim, and they were so surprised by how enthusiastic they were. Therefore, they decided to continue on towards Shechem. The van they were in slowly went forward, straight towards the barrier of rocks and boards, and the hostile Arabs kept throwing heavy stones at the van. But it still continued on and on until it broke through the barrier. Delighted that they had managed to get themselves safely from the riot, the shluchim, the soldiers, went on towards Shechem. They reached the soldiers who were on duty at the post. They read the Megillah for them. They gave out Shalach Manos. and they did all the other mitzvahs, celebrating Purim with true joy. What a story. But what is the lesson we learn from this story? The lesson is, sometimes when a person is preparing to carry out a certain shlichus, a certain mitzvah mission, which he has been given, there will be obstacles. There will be things that will get in the way and make it seem very hard and maybe even impossible from carrying out the mitzvah mission. But when he stands firm without fear and decides, no matter what, to carry out his task, all those obstacles and all those hindrances and delays just melt away. And for sure, he will then be able to succeed in completing his mitzvah mission. So too it is with each one of us. Hashem gives all of us mitzvah missions every day. And sometimes they seem hard, but we must carry on and not be afraid and be determined to go through with our mitzvah mission. And this will surely bring Mashiach much, much quicker. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.